Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everybody. This is the Cricket Badger podcast.
Each badger marks the track with its own scent.
His black legs are short but very powerful for digging. The name badger probably comes from the French word bêcher, meaning digger.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome along, Cricket Badger Podcast, and good to have you all here. We've got Lucas and Mark with me today. So we've got the Aussie crowing up probably about how bad England have been, and Mark, an England fan as well. So I'll start with you, Mark. The way this test is positioned at the moment, we've got India at 421 for seven at the end of day two, in reply to England's 246 all out. India lead by 175 runs. It's not looking good for England, is it?
No, I think it's the test match has unfolded as we talked about in the preview programme, I think on Tuesday. I think I said then, for England to have any chance, the batsmen would have to play out of their skin and India would have to massively underperform because our bowling attack is simply... They're not test class, the two other spin bowlers. So, and that's basically panned out exactly as we said. I mean, it's basically in the old cliche, it's men against boys, isn't it? And, you know, looking at the body language of the players going off the pitch tonight, wasn't particularly enticing to see Mark Wood with his head bowed and Leach looking like a wet weekend. So I think we're in for a long, hard tour. And the fact that India basically gifted England wickets doesn't bode well either. And the last thing that doesn't bode well, which is why I think the game will probably be over tomorrow at some point, is that the pitch seems to be getting more variable in bounce.
Yeah.
And therefore, when you've got three world-class spinners, the last thing you need is not just a turning pitch, but a pitch which is variable in bounce because it becomes lethal. So no way back for England. Cricket is a game of environments. You know, England are going to get absolutely thrashed.
I'll come back to you again, Mark. I'll come to you in a sec, Lucas. But I tweeted earlier, this England test attack is one of the poorest I've ever seen. Wood, tick, but barely used. Leach is fine. Root is okay as a backup. But Rehan, he has huge potential, but he's not there yet. And Hartley, to me anyway, at the moment, certainly, I mean, he can improve, obviously, but he's not a test spinner at the moment. So you kind of use the phrase there, men against boys. This is the toughest tour that England ever have. Going into alien conditions, you need to play your best team. Surely it's better, Mark, to play a Jimmy Anderson who is world-class and maybe can get something from the surface than play a Tom Hartley who isn't ready yet.
Yeah, I mean, neither of the Ahmed or Hartley are ready by any stretch of the imagination, and playing both of them in the same team was always going to be a problem. So, yeah, you need to... England need to get Jimmy Anderson in the side because his record in India is very good. You know, he controls the game, he gets wickets, he knows how to bowl on those surfaces. So he needs to be in the side. And I think the debate has now ended in terms of Root because he's bowled 25 overs, 2 for 77. And he can be classed in these conditions as England's all-rounder. So they can play two seamers and three spinners, and Root being one of the spinners. Now, I think that's the way they will go in the second test. But as ever, England, when they go abroad, always end up being on the back foot because in the first test, they've always messed it up or, you know, picked the wrong side or tried to get, in this instance, ultra-funky in their selections for the tour and then the selections for the first test. And cricket, as I say, it's a game of environments, and it's essentially a simple game. You look at the conditions and the environment, and then you pick the players who are most suited to it. And to put two spinners who, I mean, Tom Hartley's only visited India on holiday. It's just crazy thinking. It's illogical, and it's kind of funkiness gone beyond the realms of fantasy.
I got criticised, Lucas, when I did that tweet earlier. A Lancashire fan was saying to me, he's on his debut, lay off the lad, get behind him. I'm behind all of the England players. I want everybody in an England shirt to do well. I want to see good cricket. I want to see everybody on the pitch doing well and giving us fantastic entertainment. But it'd be wrong of me to kind of say that, oh, he's doing fantastically if he's not. The England team at the moment, Lucas, they just don't look as if they're equipped for that. Well, this test anyway. That 11.
I don't want to use previous series as a guinea pig, but if you look at the Australian bowlers when they played India, let's take out Nathan Lyon. Todd Murphy, he looked in place. Matt Kuhneman looked in place. Unfortunately, Hartley does not look in place. Just completely smashed all over the park. I don't think there was one spell, even one over, where you think, that's he's got what it takes. Not one spell I saw from that. Way too short, way too full. Now, of course, India in these conditions are very ruthless, so I'm pretty sure they would have had plans to blow him off the park. That's what they did, and of course they did that to Rehan as well. Could have been worse, though. Could have been much worse, James. As funny as that sounds, they threw away wickets. KL Rahul threw away his wickets. Jaisarul threw away his wickets.
I was going to ask you that, Luke, because I think you could say that every one of the Indian batters that got out contributed to their own downfall.
Yeah,
they've got 421 on the board, but it could have actually been, as you say, a lot worse. I was to Mark before we came on air that they could have been out of sight and over the hill, and Mark kind of responded, well, they are already, really, but it could have been even more dominant, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, technically they could have still 2 for 400. They didn't throw their wickets away. As far as this results go, it's gone. England will not win this test. I think it's just a matter of what India do, and if the English bowlers think that tomorrow they're just going to, you know, be batting by session two, they're dead wrong, because these two, Patel and Jadeja, they could potentially bat into the second and third session. There is absolutely
Patel coming in at number nine is scary.
That's a bit like a cheat code there, James. He was just a menace in the Australian series, absolute menace. We could not get him out. You know, he has the power, as we saw late in the last over. We took 15 off Hartley. He can do a lot of serious damage. So I agree with Mark. The body language of them coming off, especially Wood and Rehan, were, it's like they just didn't want to be there. It's like they wanted to go home. Unfortunately, this is day two of the first test in the five-test series. And if you've got two of your key bowlers, I will say key bowlers because they're going to be picked probably for the whole series. Maybe Wood and James Anderson will rotate. That's not a very good sign. Attitude rise, mentally rise. If mentally they're feeling that already, it's going to be a very tough series for England if two of your better bowlers are feeling that way mentally.
Hello to Bulldozer Williams and to Gaurav Iyer. We're on the Gaurav Iyer YouTube channel as well. Gaurav has been WhatsApping me all day saying, surely it's a choice between looking at the conditions. Or will you look at your strengths? And I mean, what he's meaning by that is surely you look at your team that you've got or the squad you've got and you pick your best 11 and hope that they cope with the conditions rather than look at the conditions and throw in a lot of young spinners who don't seem to be ready. The other question that Bulldozer has posed here, I'll start with you on this, Lucas, but I'll come to Mark as well. He suggests that England need to win this series if they want a mental chance at winning the Ashes. Obviously, the Ashes series is coming next winter. As tourists, you want to basically, I mean, obviously England's in the not too distant past have gone to Pakistan and won 3-0. That was excellent. But you want to get a kind of a travelling group together that builds confidence and knows they can perform in any conditions. And if they get drubbed in India, that's not going to be great preparation for Australia, Lucas.
Well, if they get dubbed in India, Australia are going to think, well, they've been exposed. But if they beat India in India, Australia's mentality is going to change. They're going to think, wow, they've actually beat India in India against all odds. So it doesn't hurt the mentality of England. It also hurts the mentality of Australia, because I'm sure they'll be watching this series with a close eye, even though they're in a fight against the West Indies. They'll still be keen in this test series. I know England, they play New Zealand later in the year. But then after that, I don't think they have an away series until the Ashes. So it's very important to get these wins away from home before the Ashes, while Australia, I think they play New Zealand themselves in a couple of weeks' time. And then they don't play an away series until next year, sadly. So mentality is everything, because with Bazball, I mentioned this with you in the Ashes a lot, James. Bazball can mentally get to teams. We've seen that with Pakistan. We've seen that with India when they played that one-off test in England where it got to them. Australia didn't really buy into that in the first couple of tests. They got carried away with Stokes short. But I think mentality, I think Australia is very strong, and I think India are also very strong when it comes to mentality. And I don't think going up 4-5 and over really bothered India as much as other nations I've seen in the past.
What do you think, Mark, in terms of the psyche of England? I mean, we both on the preview predicted 5-0. I don't think losing to India is any disgrace, to be honest. Going away to India and losing there is no disgrace at all. But there's a way of losing, isn't there? You can be competitive and you can push them, or you can roll over and have your tummies tickled. And if England do have a really tough series here, it's not going to do them any favours moving forward to the Ashes down under, is it?
As you say, you want to be highly unlikely sides are going to give India a pasting over in India, but Australia certainly were competitive last year, and we're slightly unlucky at the end of that series not to come away with something more. So you don't want to get turned over 5-0. Will it affect their mentality going into the Ashes? Will it change their way of thinking? I don't really know, because when you speak to Stokes when Stokes and McCullum speak, they talk more about kind of freeing yourself up and enjoying yourself on the field, and if the results come, the results come. If you might as well get beat 1-0 as well as 5-0. So for them, as long as they feel as though their project is on track, I'm not sure the psychology of them, it's not going to make much difference whether they get beat 1-0 or 5-0, if I'm being honest with you. The issue, I think, for England is we get lulled into a false sense of security, because next summer we have the West Indies at home and Sri Lanka at home. And probably it'll be normal service resumed. England will win both those series. There will be a narrative forming around we're on the up again. We've refined basketball. We've got the play. We've got the. All that will start again. They will go to Australia, probably lose, as often happens. And then we'll have another narrative about we need to restructure English cricket, and we'll start by looking at the county game. So English cricket goes in peculiar cycles. You can see it all the time, historically, you know. It goes around in a cycle, and then probably in a couple of years, McCallum will leave and he'll say he did a great job, and then we'll go to somebody else.
Badgers are furry creatures. 85% of women badgers think bad grooming is a major turn-off. 80% of women badgers think men should trim below the belt. 89% of men think good grooming is essential to their professional success. Don't just dismiss it out of hand. Get on there, manscaped.com. Check out their great range of male grooming accessories. Hygiene, appearance, attractiveness, confidence. Simply go to manscaped.com, quote the discount code BADGER. You get 20% off, you get free shipping, and you get some seriously quality equipment. Manscaped.com. Together, we save balls.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't blame the county game for this, though, Mark, can we? There will be people out there who say, look at this. This is the best spinners we've got. You know, county cricket is a disaster. But when you marginalise county cricket as we do, and it doesn't really encourage the counties to bring through spinners because we play so much cricket in April and May, and then they're an afterthought at the end of the season, the summer dwindles away. County cricket is not built to bring spinners through, is it, at the moment?
No. And the only reason Hartley's playing is actually because he does get more exposure at Lancashire because we play on pretty flat pitches at Old Trafford where he gets to bowl more. But he's mostly bowling as a stock bowler. It's not county cricket's fault. I mean, if you look at, we've had this endless debate again and it'll go on for the next century. But if you look at when England was strongest and winning away series and had good spinners in Swan and Panesar, it was in a period where red ball county cricket in England, by common consent of people like Justin Langer, was incredibly strong in the late 90s, 2000s, four-day cricket on very good wickets with very good overseas players. You know, Langer said it was just like playing a test match virtually every game. Now, that's, as you said, it's been marginalised. So I'm not blaming the counties. I mean, that argument goes on and rumbles on. What I'm saying is that English cricket is very good at constructing narratives. And, I guess we'll get beat in India. We'll have a narrative for that. We'll rebuild against Sri Lanka and West Indies. We'll go to Australia on high. We'll lose. And then we'll have another narrative. So it'll go on and on. But we won't break that cycle. And I think as long as the ECB are making money at home and filling out test grounds in the home series and the hundreds making money, then, away wins in test matches are pretty, I'm not saying they're irrelevant, but they become a bit secondary. It's like, well, as long as we're winning at home, as long as we're doing okay in the one-day stuff, as long as, we're making money, then we can, we can kind of chottle along.
It won't be long. It might have happened already. I mean, I saw Michael Vaughan's comments in advance of the series, but there will be, after a defeat or two, the likes of Vaughan, Kevin Peterson, etc., will come out and say the only way to solve this is to get 10 franchise teams in the championship and let's get rid of some counties. I don't think that's the future. You need to look at the bigger picture, don't you, Mark?
Yeah, that's not the future. They just jump on a hobby horse because that's what gets them noticed on social media and in the media. I mean, they learned their trade in county cricket and they were great cricketers and they played in an 18-county structure. It's not about reducing the counties. It's about making sure that you're prioritising what you want to do. And at the moment, we're trying to fit too much into an already congested season and the horse has bolted in terms of franchise cricket. So it is the situation we're in. I'm not sure how it's going to change in the long term. I'm not sure if England will ever produce, unless a kind of miracle comes along in terms of a natural talent like Warner or Murali, I'm not sure how a test class spinner will be produced in the present format the way we play it, unless they've got huge, huge ability where coaching is kind of not redundant, but, in terms of people like Warren and Murali was redundant, and they're just freaks of nature. Now, unless that comes along, we ain't going to produce spin bowlers, and that's in the way we're playing at the moment.
Try and keep these to 20 minutes if we can. But let's finish today looking at Jadeja. India, 421 on the board, contributions all the way down. But that 81 from Jadeja, 7 fours, 2 sixes, 155 balls, after he bowled well as well. I mean, he took a little bit of stick by his standards, but he is the best all-rounder in the world, Lucas, at the moment, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, at this moment, not even close. I would like to see him bat outside of India a little bit more. Well, I think that's his Achilles heel to being the perfect all-rounder. But today, he was fantastic. And he didn't, when you think of Jadeja, you think, oh, power hitting explosive like he does in the IPL. He doesn't have those innings in test match. Like today, I think it was 110, 115 ball, 80. That's pretty average by Jadeja standards. No, he didn't really explode off the bat against the spinners. He played his right shots, the good balls he defended. That was a traditional Jadeja innings, somewhat different to what he plays in the IPL, somewhat different when he plays in white ball cricket. So I think that he's the best all-rounder in test cricket by a mile. But I would like to see him bat outside of India, just, get a couple of 50s. But today he was fantastic. No complaints with the ball. Yesterday he was very good. And I suspect tomorrow with the bat or with the ball, he's going to be just as good as he was today and yesterday.
Mark, he's amazing, isn't he? I mean, the comparisons with Ben Stokes have been made in the past. Obviously, Stokes at the moment isn't bowling, but Jadeja can do everything with a bat that Stokes can do, and he offers the bowling at the moment for India, and he's also an incredible fielder. He'd walk into England's team, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd walk into any team at the moment. I think, actually, his batting is getting better and better, in fact, over the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, he's not far off, you could argue, being regarded as getting in a team as a genuine bat. So I'd like to see his stats improve as a bowler when he plays away from home, because, again, I mean, let's face it, India have not as big issues as England, but they still have issues going away from home, like a lot of sides, nowhere near the magnitude of England. But
well, they don't have any trouble in Australia.
That's very true in the last tour. But I mean, but you would like to see him perform slightly better away from home, where he's used more of the stop bowler. But he's an outstanding cricketer. He probably goes under the radar a lot of the time.
Well, they've got so many stars, haven't they? But he's another rags to riches story. We're talking on social media yesterday about the Jays felt and kind of very humble beginnings, and left home when he was about 11 or 12 and was selling fruit and snacks on the roadside, staying in the groundsman's hut, playing his cricket, and then obviously IPL deal now opening the bang for his country. I mean, Jays doesn't come from the most luxurious background either. There's play, I mean, yeah, Jasprit Bumrah. There's a lot of them, the Pandya brothers, Rinku Singh. There's some brilliant tales of how Indian cricket has taken people from very humble starts and made them into very wealthy and famous people. It's some very good, you could make a film about Jaisvel's story very, very easily indeed, because it's a tremendous tale. Just before we go then, we're going to finish off with a question here about where do we see this test going? I think we've all agreed that India have got it pretty much won. But does this eke into day four, Mark, or is it going to be all over tomorrow?
Well, it depends how long India wants to bat, and if England can get the wickets. If India will probably bat as long as they can.
Carry on to answer the question, Mark. I tweeted earlier. I took a picture of the graphic that they had on the TV. In England's batters' performances in India in the second innings, Zach Crawley 2 innings averages 2.5. Ben Duckett 1 innings averages nothing. 4 innings from Ollie Pope averages 14. Joe Root only averages 36. Johnny Bairstow 20. 15 for Ben Stokes. Folks averages 7.67. 6.33 for Jack Leach. And obviously, Rian Ahmed, Tom Hartley and Mark Woods haven't got any stats because they haven't actually batted in the second innings in India. But none of those are going to really spark fear into Rohit Sharma's psyche, are they? England struggle in the second innings even more than the first innings in the subcontinent.
Well, England can have, say, they've got a moral victory if they get it to lunch on the fifth day. They can claim another moral victory, but it'd be a pirate victory. I think India will win it when they want to win it. They will bat. Unless England take the wickets, they'll decide when they pull out. India will bowl England out for about 150, and that'll be it.
Do you see it eking into day four, Lucas?
Only if India, as Mark said, bat when they want to bat or declare when they want to declare. I think they'll try to get, Jadeja will try to get 200, and then they'll just try to bash anything, you know, that short wide. I think they'll probably hit out. Technically, right now they could declare, and I don't think England would get past 100. How many times have we seen India in recent tests or going back last 10 years that they make 400 in their first innings and they roll in opposition in the second innings for like 80 or 90? How many times do you see that? I think this is no different. They could declare right now and they'd probably bowl England out before lunch or tea possibly. I don't think this will go to answer the question. This won't go into day four. I think Jadeja will get his 100. They'll hit out and they'll roll England in the next two sessions.
I think the moral victory that Mark was talking about would be if they could make India bat again, even if it's just a knockoff 10 runs or something. I don't see it happening. I think India will only have to bat once in this test match. And I think it's the writing is on the wall. England are going to have to get a lot better, maybe a bit cleverer with their selections for test match number two.
It won't be a good look at, like, with all this fastball and mentality if England get rolled in 3 days. I'll just, you know, that won't be a good look. You know, as we've seen, two players already downing themselves. And I'm guessing more if that does happen.
Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, everybody out there, for watching and stroke listening later. Always good to have you here on the Cricket Badger podcast. And we'll hopefully be back for day three, maybe the end of the match tomorrow.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.